Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm flowing.
Are you flowing?
Yes. Yes,
Welcome
I am.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Well, look at that. Someone just got in from an outdoor run.
Perfect.
Zita Lula.
Also flowing.
Also flowing.
Feeling good on a, was it Friday?
It's a Friday,
That's
yeah.
It's always good.
What, Zita? I got the music in. Did you talk about music? We did talk about music.
That's right.
So Zita Luloff, my daughter, just came back from a nice outdoor run, and it's about, what, 35 degrees?
32.
How yeah, it's 32.
How do you feel?
Sore.
All right.
I feel good.
It's feel a good, good sore.
Yeah.
How does your body feel?
Energized.
Energized? How does your mind feel?
Open.
Clear.
Open. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bam.
It's happening.
That was not scripted.
That was not scripted.
That was excellent. So welcome to the outdoor episode of the Doc and James Show.
A good intro.
Very good intro. So thank you, all of you, for continuing to listen.
Yes. We love you.
We love you. Email us, ask us questions at docandjamesshow@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then we will get back to you in one of our next podcasts.
Hit that Instagram too, at Doc and James Show.
And Twitter.
And Twitter, Doc and James Show.
Doc
let's,
and James
let's
Show.
Let's hear from you. Let's see you. Let's talk. Let's hang out.
Let's hang out. So today we're going to get a little bit more vanilla, we called it. I feel like we've been a little bit heady and deep. Maybe not as easy to wrap your head around type concepts. Maybe for me only. but today we're going to talk about some more nuts and bolts, health and wellness type stuff.
Cool.
And that is the case for living a life outside year round.
Easier for some of us than others.
Yes. So I just finished a blog on this. I'm going to be publishing it on my website in the next week or so. And by the time this comes out, it will probably already be published. So we're going to talk about that and talk about the topic and why you should continue to live a life outside. So one of the things that triggered me to write this blog was, about 3 weeks ago, it was the most beautiful, epic fall Wisconsin weekend ever. Mm. What did you do that weekend?
Oh, I was outside the whole time. It was great. I mean, you want to capture every moment with all of those changing colors and that little wind coming through, and yeah, it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Perfection.
It was 70
yes.
degrees, sunny,
yeah.
dry,
ugh.
Peak fall colors
yeah.
for a large part of the state. And I actually was working urgent care that whole weekend, just so you know. So it was 12 hours on Friday.
And we thank you.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday, and I had to watch the social media feed of everyone basically just gallivanting around in the forest for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
But I was really, you know, I was still able to get out before and after work, and
good.
It made me think about this whole topic of, like, I looked at how happy everyone was and exuberant and joyful and in the flow. And I was like, yeah. Guys, you don't have to have a 70 degree sunny day to feel this way.
Yep.
So that's what I want to talk about. Like, how can you continue to have that amazing feeling like a lot of us had that weekend year round, no matter what
Great.
The weather?
I need it.
We all need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
So a little personal background on this is I did not grow up spending a lot of time outside in the winter months. I had a wonderful childhood, but we would do a lot of, like, movie watching and eating a lot of processed and sugary food. You know, it was more of the typical Wisconsin
lifestyle. I was going to say easy to do when it's, you know, 20 below.
100%. Right.
Yes.
Right. And I mean, we would still ski and, you know, snowmobile and things like that. And a lot of people here do ice fishing and things like that. So that's all fine. But I didn't do daily outdoor exposure. When I was in high school, now looking back, and I talk about this in my blog, I can recognize that I definitely had seasonal affective disorder.
Mm.
And I don't know if you, did you experience that at all? Or do you
what do you mean at all?
Do you experience
Are you experiencing
that?
It right now?
Right.
Looking across the table at you? Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
So for those of you who don't know what seasonal affective disorder is, it's a depression that happens more in the cold months when it gets darker and you're spending more time inside. So it's a seasonal depression.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know what depression is, you're lucky, first of all. Second of all, it's just a feeling where you don't have interest in things. You don't have energy. You might feel guilty or carry a lot of shame. You know, it's just like a really low, flat feeling where you're not kind of your normal self. And there's obviously different levels of depression all the way to being suicidal or psychotic. But I think a lot of people have experienced mild depression or dysthymia. So looking back, I recognize now that I definitely had it in high school. And without thinking about it, when I was in late high school and the first winter I was in college, I went out and I bought this full colorful hot pink outfit to use so that I could run year round.
Okay.
So it was like leggings and a jacket. It was actually like a cyclist outfit, but I don't know what inspired me to buy it, but I bought it. And that was the first winter of my life that I ran outside for a whole winter.
How'd that go for you?
It was great. Did you love it? I loved it. And it was the first year looking back that I, without consciously thinking about it, I was self-medicating my seasonal affective disorder with the endorphins of running.
Yeah, right.
And the endorphins of, I would say, and we'll talk about how this works, the endorphins of running outside makes it even stronger.
I bet.
So it was, I learned to self-medicate in a healthy way. And then since then, I have not had terrible seasonal affective disorder.
Wow, that's great.
And I was never to the point where I couldn't function. You know, when I was in high school or when I did have seasonal affective disorder, I still was able to go to school and I performed and everything like that. But looking back, I know I wasn't as optimal as I could be. And I didn't feel as good as I could potentially feel.
Right.
So that's a little bit of the background info about myself. And I think, you know, you said you experience it as well.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people do, you don't see the sun for a month.
Yes.
You know, it wears on you.
Right.
And you're thinking, come on, really another day of this? Another day of this? Come on.
Right.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah. And how does it make you feel, your body, you know, how does it make your body feel?
You feel lethargic. Yes. You feel just down and don't want to do anything.
Yep.
And especially, I mean, it's like, what do you do now with this pandemic? Even if, I don't know, it's just.
Right, right. Well, which is why this is the winter that it's most important for us. So listen up. This is really important for this winter because we don't have all of our outings to distract us like we normally do.
No question.
And so again, you know, talking about winter, and this doesn't have to even be in Wisconsin or Midwest. It's definitely more severe the further you get from the equator where it's darker and colder, but this can be anywhere where the days get shorter. So this is pertinent to anyone. But the negatives of it is seasonal affective disorder. We know statistically that alcohol use and alcoholism is higher in the Midwest states further from the equator. And that has to do with the same concept of shorter days and less time outside. There's winter weight gain, which has all of its side effects. So, you know, weight gain leads to chronic disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a whole other topic, but they think that winter weight gain happens from for genetic or, you know, reasons where in the past we actually needed to store fat for the winter.
I was going
to
say casseroles.
Yeah, casseroles. So it was actually
and for those of you that don't know what a casserole is, it's a very Wisconsin Midwest thing.
Very Wisconsin Midwest thing. But you know, it used to be that for survival, we needed to actually pack on weight in the winter because there wasn't as much food available. And now
that makes more sense.
Now we live in America where food is abundant.
Yes, of course.
Hyperpalatable food is very abundant. Very abundant. So that's kind of what happens. And so what I want to talk about is I wanted to pitch the case for why is not only exercise important, but why is it important to get outside and how you can continue to do that year round, right? So a little bit of the background on the science behind it. So when you work out, period, we know that it improves your immune system. That's something you're aware of.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
So right now with COVID, especially, I think people are understanding that getting exercise very regularly is a way to prevent them from getting COVID. And that's just what's happening right now, but exercising daily just boosts your immune system.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily boost it. It just strengthens it so that when pathogens or infections come to you or into your body from whatever source,
it's not going to prevent it, but you are going to be in better shape
than
most.
Right. So yes. Your immune system is just stronger. It recognizes the virus or the pathogen, and it eradicates it or deals with it without you getting as sick or dying from
yes.
it, period. So that's one thing for sure. When you actually take that exercise outside, it actually makes that a better thing. So it actually boosts your immune system even more.
Fresh air. I mean, why is that a thing?
So, that has to do with multiple things. So first of all, the cold part of being outside, especially in the Midwest in the winter, stresses your body a little bit more. And so, but it's the right amount of stress. So it actually makes your immune system, it's a good stress. So it's actually just another way to boost your immune system in a good, stressful way. We also know that, the simple nature exposure improves your immune system. And I don't know scientifically how that works, but they've done enough studies. And I think I've told you this before, where they've done studies where they've had people who had a gallbladder surgery, and half of the people had a room with a view. Half of the people had no view of a tree.
Got it.
Simple as that. And the people with the nature view got out of the hospital like a day and a half earlier. Mm. So that's just an example of a scientific study showing how just a nature exposure of that small amount can actually improve your body's ability to heal and your body's immune system. So if you can imagine, if you're actually going outside, you're running on leaves, you've got trees all around you, you see the sky, whether it's cloudy or sunny, it doesn't matter. That's just going to amplify your body's immune system. So that enough should be a reason for every single one of us to get outside every single day right now with what's going on with the pandemic. Don't you agree?
Yeah, because sad is a real thing. And you're right. When you get caught in it, when you feel like you can't get out of it, you are sitting inside. You're staring at the TV.
Right.
You're just like, if you look at, you have that mindset, you look outside, you're like, oh, it looks terrible. But then you actually right. get out there and you do work out. Yes, you can help break free of that thought.
You can. And yes. I see this with my kids, because now with the kids being virtual school, you know,
shout out to all the moms and dads out
shout
there.
Out, shout time. Out. Yeah. So, but halfway through the day, if I'm home for that day, especially with my youngest one, I'll look at them and you can just kind of see physically that vitality is just gone. Like they're just lethargic and they're just kind of laying there. And I've been really persistent about being like, okay, now it's time for you to go and run around outside.
Right.
Or I take him and we go for a scooter ride or a bike ride or something to get the juices flowing outside. So it's really, really important. The other thing that's important about outdoor activity year round, so even in the winter, is that it actually helps just make you happier. So if you didn't know, when you exercise, your body releases these things called endorphins. And endorphins are like natural opioids. Opioids are, you know, Percocet, Vicodin, heroin, those drugs that make people feel really happy, but they have really disastrous side effects and addictive properties. So when you exercise, your body releases these natural endorphins, and it kind of gives you that nice state of balance, well-being, happiness. And that's why exercise can be kind of addictive. So I would happily admit that I'm exercise addicted.
I would agree.
But as I say, it's super healthy addiction, and it doesn't have any negative side effects, and it only has positive side effects. So that's the cool thing about this outdoor exercise. And yeah, you can also get endorphins by exercising indoors. So I'm not saying you can't exercise indoors, and it's equally as important to do that year round. But again, that
to get outside and go do the things, you don't need to exercise just to get outside.
No, right. Not exactly. Yes. Yeah. Another important point that people don't think about a lot, and this is really, really important, is how outdoor exposure year round helps control your body's rhythms. So what do you think I mean when I say rhythms of the body?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. It's my favorite topic.
Yeah, no clue.
So we are, at our most raw level, we're animals, right? So our bodies follow this rhythm. And I didn't think about this till well into my adult life. And if you think about it, like, you know, our bodies follow these rhythms. So what is a rhythm? Our world has rhythms. We have tides. We have a moon cycle. You know, we have seasons. Those are all big level rhythms of our world. When you bring it down to our body, us as animals, we have rhythms. We have our circadian rhythm. Women have their menstrual cycle. You know, we have these sleep-wake cycles. REM, non-REM sleep cycles. I could go on and on. So things are very rhythmic. And when you look at how we live our modern world, which is full of stress, toxins, bright lights, all these different things, all they do is they pull us out of this rhythm, right? And it's not to say it's bad. As much as I would love to say we should all live like we're on Little House on the Prairie, that's not going to happen.
Good.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not that we have to recreate this idyllic life where everything's perfect, but the more you can do things that stimulate your body to remember its natural rhythms, the better you're going to feel. So, for example, when you get outside year round, especially if you get out in the morning and you get some bright light exposure first thing in the morning, all it does is it tells your brain, hey, it's morning. I need to make cortisol. I need to not make as much melatonin. It's time for daytime. And so what happens when your cortisol levels spike in the morning? You feel energetic. You feel awake. You feel industrious. So it's just how you feel normal for the day. You can imagine if you're someone who is doing working at home or homeschooling, and you get up, your blinds are drawn or it's really dark out, you move from your bed to the table, or you just stay in your bed and you pop your computer open. Mm. Does your brain know that it's morning time? No. Mm. So does your brain know to start telling your body to make cortisol? No. Mm. And so you get these erratic hormone patterns. And this is a topic that could go on and on. But our hormones are all intricately connected, and they listen to cues and messages that we give ourselves both internally and externally to do what they're supposed to do. So you could go on and on about that. But at the end of the day, like simply getting outside gives your body the message about what time of day it is, what season it is, and what it should be doing. And when your body's doing what it's supposed to be doing, you feel good and you can do what you're supposed to do.
Crazy. No, that's all. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, it's, I mean, I know you've got this, you know, little hippie side of you, and I'm not saying
it's
this
big.
Isn't, okay. It's true.
It is.
It's much larger than I think even probably your closest people.
My closest people know.
They know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They do.
But no, it's scientifically, it sounds, I mean, it sounds pretty right, but you have a way of talking about it that I would, you know, I picture you like out in the middle of this forest with this sundress on and like you just, you know, dancing around by yourself when somebody would drive by and think, what is going on
right
out there? Is she okay?
Right.
And it turns out you actually are.
Right. But that's the point, is you don't have to be hippie and weird and like earthy to understand the science of it.
Yes.
It's science.
Right.
If you want to do it all hippie and flower child, fine.
Cool.
That's how I'd want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how you'd want to do it.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of, I know,
kind
right.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I've always wanted to be one. I'm just not.
Right.
I tried, and that sounds so ridiculous. You tried. No, because either you are or you aren't.
So tangent on this.
Yeah.
Are you talking about when you followed fish around for a year?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that about?
It felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it felt amazing, and I loved being around those people. And it gave me a much different perspective than I had ever had growing up in the small town that I was in.
So for those of you who don't know, what is fish or who is fish?
So fish is just a jam band and nothing like the Grateful Dead, but they're compared a lot just because of the following that they have.
So they had a following. They toured the
country.
So
after Jerry passed away, the Grateful Dead, that following left the Dead and kind of moved over to Fish because they, you know, they have these long drawn out jams and there's, you know, these big outdoor venues and a lot of just terrible, looking back on it now, my terrible dancing.
Yeah.
Which felt like I was on top of the world, but just terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible.
But no, it was. I loved, there was a crazy, crazy different perspective. And it's exactly what you're talking about. You want to talk about like being outside and being one and camping and
yes.
being in that
earthing.
Environment, earthing, right? Touching the leaves.
Right.
That's exactly what it was.
Being
and that,
communal.
That was something that I had never experienced before.
Right.
I in the winter for me growing up, I was a gym rat. It was basketball.
Yes.
All the time. It's
yes.
all I wanted to do. So I never went skiing. I never did anything outside.
Right.
I was inside under that
fluorescent light.
Terrible light,
yes.
you know, but that was it. Gym rat. So going to college, having that experience, completely changed my perspective. I tried some drugs, some mind-altering drugs, right? Which also blew me away. Like, what is going on here? There's this whole other world out there that I know nothing about.
Right.
But I became addicted to that because it felt so good, but it wasn't realistic.
Right.
For that, you know, long period of time. You can only do it for so much because you can only sell so many grilled cheeses for a dollar on the road to try to get back home. So.
Right, right.
But yes, that's something I haven't done in a long time either.
What, and follow?
So, you know, our previous, you know, getting into the flow, talking about like getting into that space. No, but just going out and experiencing, getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
You know, the seasonal affective disorder is totally true. And I have absolutely had it. But now I'm thinking about, well, man, what would be really cool from my past to go out that I just stopped doing for whatever reason?
Yeah.
Get back into it.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think circling back to the topic with getting outside, you know, again, you don't have to be a hippie nature person, camper.
No.
Like you can be an executive, you can be a stay at home mom, you can be what else?
Anything.
A techie person,
yeah.
A goth person. It does not matter. The fact is, if you get outside on a consistent daily basis, you will feel better and you will do better at doing those things you like to do.
Bingo.
So that's all. So that's a simple part of it. And I think the last thing I wanted to talk about is just a couple of tips on how to do it, because, you know, looking back in my life, it took me a long time to learn on how to do it. I mean, when I first started trying to exercise outside, I would wear cotton sweatshirts and, you know, shorts and cotton socks, crappy gear, right? You know, no hat. And so you just have to think about like, okay, I've listened to this podcast, the Doc and James Show, and maybe I'm a little interested. Maybe I can see myself doing this, but then you're like, but how the hell am I going to do this? Mm. First of all, I don't have any money. I'm not going to go buy a bunch of gear, right? So how could you actually do this without having it break the bank? And it's not that hard. So you just have to think about like, okay, first of all, set an intention or make a decision. You're going to do it, right? Decide when you're going to do it. And if it's just on the weekends for now or when you have a day off, that's fine. Would I love that you do it every day? Obviously, yeah. That's going to be the best thing for you. I don't feel normal if I don't get outside almost every day. I'm, again, slightly weird, but.
That is not
weird. But it's not weird. That's the thing. It might seem weird, but it's not weird. And then third, okay, do I have the right gear for it, right? So let's say you're going to be a winter walker. Easiest way to start. I'm just going to walk in my neighborhood. Anyone can do that. And if you can't and you have a disability, I am obviously sorry, and I'm not speaking directly to you. That being said, we have two people in our neighborhood in wheelchairs who get out all the time. I think I posted a picture of one of our neighbors on Instagram earlier this year. She literally like dresses herself up in her warmest gear. She's like in her 70s, sits in her wheelchair and basks in the sun or basks in the not sun every single day. So she gets, so it's perfect. But you know, if you're just going to do walking, so all you need is a really warm coat, layers of clothing underneath that, stuff to cover your neck, stuff to cover your ears or your whole head. You know, make sure your socks are tall enough that they cover your ankles and that you have pants. Simple as that. Maybe a couple layers of pants.
Sounds easy to
me. Long underwear. I mean, you can literally get this stuff at Walmart. And then if you're getting, you know, more active and you're going to sweat more, then you're going to want to start to get more technical gear, you know, use like the sweat wicking materials. And again, most of the stuff you can actually get at Walmart now.
Absolutely.
So if it's a financial, if finances are the reason you're not doing it, it's not really a good reason, because you can go to Walmart and buy some of this athletic material type stuff. So, but start with walking, you know, start doing it every day, and then you can start adventuring out a little bit more and be like, okay, where are the trails in my neighbor, in my city? You know, look up the state parks that are around you. Where do they have trails? Where can I start walking around in the woods a little bit? Do I want to start thinking about gear? Do I want to be a skier? Do I want to do a, you know, cross country
skiing?
Here's
one for you.
Yeah.
When getting out and doing these things, would you say it's okay to listen to music to get you to a certain spot? Or
absolutely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Because that helps
a
lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Right? And actually, the person who had sent us a message about the podcast this week, two of the people actually who sent me messages said that they listened to it when they were out hiking in
the
woods.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. two different people. So because they're short enough that people can pop it on and listen to it. Yeah, I listen to podcasts all the time when I'm doing my runs and my, hikes outside.
Cool.
Or music. So again, more of a vanilla topic, but I hope you understand where we're coming from and the benefits of it.
Break the sad. And do you, really, seasonal affective disorder, do we have to call it sad? I mean, come on.
I know.
Who the hell came up with that?
I know.
Terrible.
Right?
Jerks.
Right. Yep. No more sad.
No more sad. No break more sad. The sad.
Awesome. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You will.